Basalt's town council has decided against sharing sales tax dollars with the developer at Willits Town Center. Town council members turned down sharing up to $5 million in sales taxes with Mariner Real Estate Management. The developer asked for that financing in order to attract more business tenants, arguing it would in turn generate more sales taxes for the town of Basalt. City council member Gary Tenenbaum.
I really believe development should pay its own way.
The majority of the council agreed. Willits has struggled to fill all of its commercial space and faces a more than $10 million gap in financing the project. Council also didn't support allowing Mariner to require new Willits business tenants to charge more in sales taxes. Council did approve allowing Willits to build about 90,000 more square feet. Council member Rob Levitt said that seemed fair.
Because even though we can add 60,000 square feet of commercial, and it might not get filled, I'm quite certain that our 15 or 16 units for affordable housing teachers will get filled.
Afterwards, resident Katie Schwerer said she hopes Mariner will end up not being able to build that out anyway.
Willits has a significant amount of approved and unbuilt square footage. Let's get that built out, then come back.
A representative of Mariner said Tuesday night that without the tax dollars, quote, what happens next is undetermined, but we're going to try our best. Council also heard comments about a petition to put a tax question on the spring ballot. Hundreds of signatures have been gathered in favor of purchasing the Pan and Fork property for $3 million. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.